What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy back at it again. It is Friday. I hope you guys are having had a great week. Kind of a great way to end it. I am live a little sooner than normal, but it's all good. We're going to talk about some things, man. Ryan Fitzy retiring. How do you guys feel about that? Does he need to retire on a one day, retirement with the Bills? I mean, he's been on so many teams. Are the Bills the most dear to him, right? That's one thing to look at. We just signed us off a new receiver, baby. It is our guy. We can call him our guy now. Is Tavon Austin to the Bills. Who is he pushing off this roster? Is he going to push someone off this roster? It's possible, baby. Let's go. We're going to talk about it today. And I got a simple question for y'all, man. Does Josh Allen have a chip on his shoulder? An even bigger one? And I asked this question, and let me get right into it. I asked this question because we recently saw our guy, Josh Allen, the new budding star, Josh Allen. He's becoming a star, man. He's on TV. People are loving him. I mean, he's a superstar. It's that simple. He is a superstar. With superstar stardom, there's more cameras in your face, more pressure on you. You feel me? So there's a lot of things going on, but we're going to get into that in just a little bit. But we got to jump in right off the bat and let you guys know that if you guys aren't jumping on Dynasty Fantasy Football, what are y'all waiting for? I just had my man Pierre hit me up, and I see all the things that are going on. I see the messages that are happening right now. And he hit up, I guess my man Akeem is joining the Dynasty. So Akeem is on the clock. And my man drafted, got 24 hours to draft. This is the beautiful thing. It's not like you got 60 seconds, the pressure's on. You got 24 hours to make your decision and draft. So this is a process. If you guys aren't all over this Dynasty, I'm telling you, this is the route to go. But don't let me tell you about it. Listen up for yourself.
You've never experienced fantasy football quite like this. Unlike the other fantasy football platforms, Dynasty Owner uses real NFL salaries and salary cap, bench scoring, clutch scoring systems, and a variety of other options to make Dynasty Owner unlike any other fantasy football experience you've ever had. Do you have what it takes to be the best Dynasty Owner in the league? Download the Dynasty Owner app on the App Store or Google Play today to find out.
I'm telling you right now, man, jump all over that. It is going to be fun. If you guys are into fantasy and you guys are all about it, let me know. I love fantasy. I'm a big fan of fantasy. And there are times I will never say I'm an expert in fantasy, but I dabble enough to, I've won a couple leagues in my day. I've actually been in the playoffs every year that I've been doing this for a long time. I can't remember the last time I did not make the playoffs, but I haven't brought the chip home in a minute, so I need to bring that back. But anyway, let me get right into the chatter. Ryan Fitzpatrick. We all love Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick, we always hear the Harvard grad, super intelligent. He's been on a lot of teams, man. He's been on a lot of teams. I think he's been in the league now, I think we're going on 16 years, 16 or 17 years. Very impressive for my guy, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, one thing I do remember about Ryan Fitzpatrick is that monster deal at the time that he signed with the Bills. I think it was like a $59 million extension, right? And I was like, holy crow, that boy got paid. Could you imagine? the days that, you know what I'm saying, we think a player getting paid back in the day and what they're getting paid now, it is absolutely insane. So Ryan Fitzpatrick has announced, I mean, I don't know if he's officially announced, but the word is that he's retiring. Fred Jackson was all over it. And we seem to, I think it's pretty much a done deal, right? So I feel like it makes sense for him to retire a Bill, does it not? He's not going to retire a freaking Cincinnati Bengal. Give it a break. He's not going to retire Miami Dolphin. He's not going to retire Tampa Bay Buck. I mean, there's several of the places my brother's been to. I mean, let me look it up. because I can't keep track. He's been quite a few places. But at the end of the day, the most memorable and I think the most potent that he's ever been was with the Buffalo Bills, like a clear-cut starter, not having to, you know what I mean, jump in and take somebody's spot. So Ryan Fitzpatrick is always going to have a near and dear place in our hearts, right? So the one question I have for you guys is, what is your fondest memory of Ryan Fitzpatrick? What is your fondest memory? It doesn't even have to be him being a Buffalo Bill, right? It could be him on the, like my man John said, he's on the Commanders. I forgot he was a Commander at one point. Actually, just recently, he was on the Commanders. But I think he's been on like 8 teams. I mean, I'm gonna double check to see. I got to make sure. So St. Louis, he started his career in St. Louis. Jeez, I thought he started in Cincinnati, for crying out loud. So he started in St. Louis. Then he went to Cincinnati, then Buffalo, then Tennessee, then Houston, then the Jets. I forgot about that. Then Tampa, Miami, Washington. 9 freaking teams, man. 9 teams. Oh, my gosh. So what is your fondest memory of Ryan Fitzpatrick? I got a couple in the tuck right now, and it doesn't have to be necessarily him as a Bill. But the one that stands out to me is that comeback victory. That comeback victory against the Patriots. We were down and we came back David Nelson. A David Nelson touchdown that got us over the edge. That was, listen, I was losing my ish because we're like, we beat the Patriots, Fitzy, and we weren't a very good team. We weren't a very good team. You know what I'm saying? But we came in and beat that team with that craziness, right? So that was one of them. That's one of them that stands out to me. Another one that stands out to me. We bring in Terrell Owens to the Bills, right? Another team that wasn't very good. We tried to be as competitive as possible. We are on the 1 freaking yard line. I don't know if you guys remember this. I think we're playing the Jaguars. I believe it was the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're on the 1 yard line. Deshaun Watson, excuse me. I've got my man Terrell Owens on the bottom of the screen, and you knew it was going there. Even the announcers were like, "Hey, watch Terrell Owens at the bottom of the screen, 1-on-1. Are you kidding me? You're going to go 1-on-1 with Terrell Owens? Are you nuts?" What does Terrell Owens do? He does what he does. And Fitzy cocks back, lets it fly. Terrell Owens does the rest. 99-yard freaking play. I think that's the longest in Bills history to this day. So shout out to Ryan Fitzpatrick for that. So I gave you two Bills memories, and I'll give you a third one. I think the one that I'll give you four. One that really stands out to me is when he decided to go to a press conference in gold chains, shirt open. I was like, yo, who is this guy? Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yo, this guy is legit. He's legit, and he's a likable guy, and he's always had love for Buffalo. I mean, and here's the fourth memory I'm going to come up with is our perfect game against the Pats. Perfect offensive game against the Pats. And what does he do? He's in the stand, just cheering for everybody. He's shirtless, and you know he's got love for Buffalo. So there's only one place for him to sign that final contract and retire a mother effing Buffalo Bill. It just makes sense. Come home and retire a Buffalo Bill. It's that simple, folks. It is that simple. So shout out to a great career. I mean, you weren't slated to be. You were never slated to be like a starting quarterback, right? You were just a serviceable backup quarterback, but you've parlayed your way to a starting position with the Bills, and you've earned your way into starting positions by beating out other players. I mean, you got to give it to me. Your job was never safe. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it real. Your job was never safe with Ryan Fitzpatrick because he might F around and take your damn job. So you got to give it to him, man. You got to give it to him. So Ryan Fitzpatrick, he finishes his career. Let me just get that down completely. So he finishes with his career with 34,990 yards with 223 touchdowns against 169 interceptions. Folks, that's a pretty damn good career. Finishes with a 60% completion percentage. You can't go wrong with that. By the way, shout out to everybody noticing that my connection is much better today. I don't know what the heck was going last week. And I had such an epic rant about the Bills and their audio. And then my video wasn't good. I couldn't put that out. So I might have to remake that rant so I can put it out because my connection is good today. Anyways, we'll figure that part out. But big shout out to Ryan Fitzpatrick. But I mean, I don't think there's any other place that he had a better career, and that's the Bills. He's had his best career with the Bills. He had a 3,000-yard passing season with the Bills. Then he had then he backed it up with a 3,800-yard passing touchdown, a passing season with the Bills. And I think he topped that actually with the Jets. He had just shy of 4,000 yards with the Jets. Then he had another one with Miami. He threw for 3,500 yards. Dude, when the dude was getting older and he was putting in work, man. So you've got to give him credit. You've got to give him credit, man. So shout out to him. How many years did he play? 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17 seasons. 17 seasons for Ryan Fitzpatrick. So shout out to you, Ryan Fitzpatrick. You're not a Hall of Famer. John, don't even try it. John's trying to say, Hall of Famer? Stop it. Stop your nonsense. You're not a Hall of Famer, but you will be a Hall of Fame to a lot of Bills fans in terms of what you brought to, you know what I mean, to the Bills and your constant love and just a good dude, man. Just a straight good dude. So much, much love and appreciation to my man Ryan Fitzpatrick. Congratulations on a great career. Solid career. Solid career. You can't even hate on that. He's one of the, you know what? Q said it best. One of the greatest journeymen ever. You know what? That is a freaking, he might be. I don't know many journeymen that have gone so many places, but just have been solid everywhere. Everywhere he goes, you can put some respect on his name. And that is Ryan Fitzpatrick. So shout out to Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's a hell of a career, man. There's a lot of people that love Ryan Fitzpatrick. And it would have been so cool. It would have been so dope for Ryan Fitzpatrick at one point for him to come back to Buffalo and be the backup quarterback. It would have been nice. You know what I'm saying? To have, you know what I'm saying, Josh Allen with Ryan Fitzpatrick behind him. I'll tell you, man, Josh Allen is very secure in his position, but I'm sure at one point he would have been looking behind his shoulder because Ryan Fitzy, you know what I mean? You can't trust that man. He's ready to take your job at any time, but I'm sure it wouldn't have ever happened with the Bills, but wouldn't have been nice to have Ryan Fitzpatrick as a backup to the Bills. But anyway, great job on a career well done, sir. Enjoy retirement, and maybe you come back in some type of way and join Chris Brown and join freaking Steve Tasker at the table, and you guys can chop it up all day. You know what I'm saying? So we'll go from there, man. So appreciate the love that fans have given you, and I've seen it. I've seen all the love that you get from the fans and the love that you give into the fans. So much love to Ryan Fitzy, the Amish rifle. Him himself. I love that. I got a super chat coming in from my man, Jason. And what up, Jace? He says, yo, Rico, that interview with Motor and Z-Bot was freaking epic. Yo, I appreciate that, man. I actually rewatched that interview. And I texted Z-Bot. And I was like, dude, when we interviewed him, like, we didn't rehearse anything of what we were going to ask. I'll tell you right now, this was like off the cuff. Like, we were just going out and just getting a feel. We had a couple things that we wanted to ask him, but for the most part, that was off the cuff, go with your gut, ask, and just have conversation. I didn't want to look at it as an interview. It was just chopping it up with Motor Singletary, and I rewatched that thing, and I told Ziba, dude, I'm actually really impressed with how we dealt with that interview. It was actually entertaining. I'm sitting there watching, and I was like, holy crap, I almost took myself out of it that I wasn't watching myself in Ziba. I was just enjoying the interview. Or the conversation, and I really enjoyed that. So I'm not tooting my own horn, but it was actually really fun. To me, what stands out was how fun it was. So that's great. So that's really cool, man. We got some news. Namdi says that he's joining the Amazon Thursday Night Football team. Even better, man. You can't leave that guy on the sideline doing nothing, man. You got to talk to a guy like him. So shout out to Ryan Fitzpatrick. So moving on from Ryan Fitzpatrick, and we've got to jump on to some news, right? I don't know if you guys have realized, but folks, we have a new receiver on the Buffalo Bills, and that is former Rams receiver, former Dallas Cowboy, former Jacksonville Jaguars receiver, Tavon Austin. Tavon Austin joins the Bills. Let me fix that up a little bit so I can kind of get myself back on screen a little bit. But Tavon Austin joins the squad. And how exciting is that? Tavon is he's an electric player. I mean, I don't know. I mean, let me flip this down a little bit real quick. I don't know about you guys, but whenever I used to watch collegiate players and really go and see who and watch highlights, Reggie Bush stands out as one of the guys that I really enjoy. Reggie Bush has always been that dude that you're like, you know what, that is a legit player, man. Like, he's one of the best collegiate players that I've ever watched on TV. And then you have Tavon Austin. I remember the hype around Tavon coming out of Virginia? But the hype on that man was legit. He was one of those guys where you're afraid for him to jump on and get that football. Like, if he gets that football, he's problematic. Here's the deal. The connection that we have with Tavon is, don't forget, that epic 2013 draft where we drafted EJ Manuel. Well, the Rams wanted Tavon Austin. They took him in the top 10 pick, right? We dropped to 13. I think they jumped to 8th pick, right? So we ended up, what that turned into was Chris Gregg, I believe, tight end Chris Gregg. I believe at Arkansas, if I remember correctly. And we got Kiko Alonso out of those picks. So Tavon Austin got us some decent little Bill players on that squad. But at the end of the day, this guy was a big-time player coming out of college. So it made a lot of sense. 5'8", a buck 85. So you got to give love to Tavon Austin. So Tavon Austin joins the Bills. Now, here's the question. A lot of people think, well, what's the point of bringing him on? We're too deep at receiver. Like, there's no sense in bringing him on. I'm going to give you guys a full screen. I want you guys to get that. What's the point of bringing on a guy like Tavon Austin? Like, what does he bring to the squad? I mean, we got our core four. Crowder, Diggs, you know what I'm saying, McKenzie, and Davis. So, and then obviously you got Khalil Shakir that makes five. And then number six maybe goes to Jake Kumerow. So where does Tavon Austin fit? How is he going to come onto this team? And then you start figuring out, hold on a second, he's not coming to be, you know what I'm saying, a pillar of a receiver. No. He's coming on, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people share this opinion, he's coming on to return footballs. That's his gig. He's been great at it. That's what he's good for. I mean, I don't think that's what, I'm not saying that's all he's good for, but that's his thing. That's the biggest draw on Tavon Austin to this point. He's a great punt returner. He's solid. He gives me Roscoe Parrish vibes. You feel me? From back in the day. So does he push for a 53-man roster spot? I mean, the quick answer is no, right? He's there to kind of give some good competition to Khalil, to Isaiah McKenzie, and then you've got Marquez Stevenson. So what are we doing? So I'm gonna go full screen on myself for a quick second, because does he have a realistic chance to make the team? That's a real question. And I really think he does, because we don't have that legit kick return guy. We don't. We tried it with Marquez Stevenson. That's still a very big question mark. We tried it with Isaiah McKenzie. That was a question mark as well, to the point where we were bringing in Micah Hyde to just field the kicks. It's like, fam, like, when we're doing that, you know you don't have a kick returner. You don't have a freaking punt returner. So we lack in that department. So we went and drafted a rookie that fills that need. But we're not done there. We want someone that is good for it. So if someone's going to make this roster, for special teams purposes is Tavon Austin, because that's what he does. But he's got a steep, steep hill to climb. McKenzie's pretty much embedded onto this team. You can never be too sure, but for the most part, I think he's embedded on this team until, unless something happens, right? Number two, Marquez Stevenson. Underwhelming rookie season, but it's not fair. It's his rookie season. So we need to see what he's got going into year two to really prove to us that he can do it. And if he comes in and says, yo, I am that guy, I am the quintessential guy that's going to kick return and punt return and be your dude, and that keeps you on this roster, then Stevenson should be, he should have the leg up. He should have the leg up because he's going into year two. You should. And that's what we brought you here for. But you were shaky. You were shaky. No disrespect, but you were shaky. And that's why we're in this predicament. And then you got Jake Kumerow. Jake Kumerow, the big body, pretty much catches everything. And he's a great special teamer. So Tavon, as much as I'd like to have Tavon on this squad and, you know what I mean, have him contribute, because he doesn't only just kick return and punt return. He also runs the football in the from the backfield. He's a gadget player. He can do all the things that McKenzie can do. Difference is McKenzie's got youth on his side. McKenzie's younger, right? And McKenzie just got, you know, he got a bit of a bag. So they're going to try to keep McKenzie on the squad as receiver number four. And you know what happens when you give McKenzie his opportunities. He makes things happen. You got to give it to him. The year before, last year, he had like 8 total touchdowns, right? Making the most of his opportunities. So here comes Tavon Austin. Tavon is a message. That is a message to Khalil Shakir. That is a message to the whole team telling you, we don't have a kicker and punt returner. So one of you mother effers have to step up. So I hope this message is sent and it's sitting in your inbox, and you better click that bitch and open it up, because Tavon Austin's face is right there. And you think Tavon's going to come in, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know what I mean, shit the bed? I don't think so, brother. He's coming in and try to make this roster. And he's going to do his hardest, but he's got an uphill climb. I'm not saying he's going to make the squad, but he's going to push. He's definitely going to push. So Stevenson, all eyes are on you. For real, because right now you're the odd man out if we're trying to figure out who the damn returner's got, the return's going to be. So we'll see how that plays out. I think we're already set. I think Khalil's just going to be the guy that takes over. I think this is just more to solidify who we have. And if Khalil is shaky, Stevenson continues to be shaky, then maybe Tavon somehow finds a way. I mean, he didn't have a bad season last year. He did not have a bad season last year with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So you got to give credit to Tavon, man. He's still in the game. He was 31 years of age. You know what I'm saying? He most recently was with the Dallas Cowboys and then went to the Jaguars for a year. So it's not like they didn't use the man. He had his biggest season in 2015 and 2016. So, I mean, it's been a while. I mean, he didn't have massive seasons, but it was big enough for him. Those were his best seasons as a pro ball player. So him coming to Buffalo merely is to push for that kick return, punt return spot. I cannot see him pushing for anything else. And if he does, surprise, because then that puts more people on notice, but I just can't see it happening. So we'll see. Slot receiver, gadget player, same size, you know what I'm saying, as McKenzie, but McKenzie's the quicker, youthful player. So that's where the edge is there for McKenzie. But if we're pushing it, And he's going to be trying to get that return spot, you're going to have to beat him out. You're going to have to beat him out, because I don't think there's anybody that's like, that's your position. Kick return is your position to lose, because nobody's got their name on that position anywhere. And I don't know if you've seen that, but nobody has their position on the kick return. Who's our kick returner? Do you know? You don't. Do you know who our punt returner is? Because it's been a revolving door. So nobody, there's no clear cut person returning kicks. So let's see what happens. Let us see what happens. Crossface comes in with a comment. He says, Tavon's punt average is 8.3 yards and kick return is 18 yards for his career. That's pretty damn impressive. 8 yards on a punt return is not bad. And most people think 8 yards, that's crazy. Well, you go back there and return a damn punt. And let's see how great that, let's see how great you do. You feel me? So eight yards is pretty decent. And 18 yards on a return, I mean, I'd like it up to 18 to 20, getting that 20 back. But 18 is still respectable. It's still respectable, if you will. Nothing fantastic, but still respectable. So making room, obviously, when you cut someone, I mean, excuse me, when you bring somebody on, somebody has to, I mean, endure the fate of being released. And we released a receiver that I am not even familiar with, Malik Williams. Thank you, Jason N., for bringing that up. Malik Williams got caught. I know nothing about Malik Williams. So I'm not going to sit here and cap and tell you, well, it was me. I don't know anything about that, brother. You know what I'm saying? So maybe he's cut for now. Maybe they bring him back later on. Who knows? That's the way that sometimes the game is played. But we'll see how this plays out. Matt 716, what's up, man? Matt says Khalil will play slot and receiver during breaks from a long route from Davis, Diggs, and McKenzie as Gabe Davis year one guy. It's possible. I mean, Khalil's gonna have his hands full. He's definitely gonna do some damage this year. So we'll see how that plays out for sure. But shout out to Tavon Austin, man. You have an opportunity. Anybody in the NFL has an opportunity. The minute they freaking sign that piece of paper and put their name on there, they put their John Hancock on that piece of paper, you got an opportunity, right? So you have a chance. You put a helmet on, they give you a helmet, you have an opportunity. You got to wake some teams up. You got to wake some coaches up and see what's going on. So we'll see. We'll definitely be paying attention to the return spot and who's competing for that. So right now, on the top of my head, competing for that kick return, punt return is Marquez Stevenson, Khalil Shakir, Tavon Austin coming in, and obviously Isaiah McKenzie. So those are your four guys that will be competing for a return spot. I know Jamison Crowder used to return back in the day, but I doubt that he'll be in the mix because he'll be too busy, you know, say, with that receiver number three role. So we'll see how that plays out. So big shout out to Tavon Austin. Welcome to the Bills, and we'll see what you got. We will see what you got. So jumping into another topic. My guy, Josh Allen. Our guy, Josh Allen. So recently, just a couple days ago, Josh Allen teamed up with Pat Mahomes, their buddies outside of football, to go up against Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, right? And it was fun for everybody. Everybody's watching. Everybody's tuning in. Even people that don't even watch golf were tuning in to watch this showdown. What the match is what they called it, right? So a big shout out to people that golf, number one. I have golf clubs. I have a set of golf clubs. I am by no means a golfer. But if somebody says, yo, man, we're going for 9 or we're going for 18, do you golf? I say absolutely not. I don't golf, but I got clubs. You know what I'm saying? And any athlete is going to want to play at golf at one point. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not, you're not sweating like crazy. You're not jogging up and down a court or a field and you know, contact. Yo, you just, it's leisure. It's a good time. You do it with your boys. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Hit a couple balls, go to the driving range, you do all that stuff, right? Now, I ain't going to sit here and tell you I got the gloves, I got the cleats. Nah, I don't got all that. You know what I'm saying? But I dabble. I got myself a set, got myself a little bag, and I'm good to go. So I know enough of the game. It's funny enough, I know golf only because I used to play Tiger Woods golf on my PlayStation back in the day. So I know the birdies, the eagles, and the hole-in-ones, and all that stuff, and what iron does this, and the driver, the basic shit, right? So Allen, all these guys play golf in the offseason, and it's been a big old thing. But if you guys watched the match, you know what's funny? Jason Taylor says, I can't watch golf. I would rather watch, here's the funny thing, I would rather watch golf, this is going to sound crazy, than watch baseball. I cannot watch baseball. That I just can't do. It's slow. It's boring. I just can't do it. Even when it's like playoff baseball, can't. I'd rather watch golf. I ain't gonna cap, man. I'd rather watch golf. So watching these guys go at it, I'm sitting here going, my goodness. Pat Mahomes carried Josh Allen. Did he not? Am I tripping? Am I tripping? By the way, I got to give a shout out to my man, Captain Trips. Captain Trips comes in with a super chat and says, yo, tighten up. Oh, we got some Titans fans in this bitch. What up, Captain? You know, we gotta pay you a visit this year, man. We're going to pay you a visit. We're going to handle our business. And then we're going to, you know what I mean? We're going to leave with a W. We're not going to leave it up for, you know what I mean, interpretation and last play and a slip of a quarterback. We're going to get you. We're going to get you back. But anyway, I digress. Bada Bing Crosby says, yo, he did, Josh. And he did, and Josh knew it too. Oh, yes, he did. Give me a second. I'm going to get into this, right? I'm going to get into this. B. Sully says, yo, Rico, if you bet on a game, you got no choice. I hear you, brother. I hear you. So Josh Allen absolutely got carried by Pat Mahomes against Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Like, those are goats in the game. You know what I'm saying? And you got Josh Allen, got the whole world watching. And the guy that beat you in the divisional round, and I know you guys are buddies, so it's all good, but the guy that beat you in the divisional round, he's got that bragging right over you because he's now done it twice, AFC championship game and divisional round. Although we all know we should have won that game, but the results are the results, right? Who made the last play? He did at the end of the day. So he's got that bragging right over you. And now you guys get together and y'all go play, you know what I'm saying, 2-on-2. And he carries you. Oof. That's got to sting a little bit. I know it's all for fun. It's all for fun. And that's your buddy. That's your homie. That's cool. But we see it. He carried your ass. So now you have no choice. No choice this year but to bring it to his ass. Because we can't lose on the field and on the greens. We can't. We gotta repay his ass back. And I'm sure of it, Josh is looking like, because he's a competitor. He's a big-time competitor. And I'm sure of it, he hates to lose. And if you guys have ever played golf, golf is as frustrating a game as ever. It is frustrating. You think you have a beautiful drive and it's going straight, veers right or slices left. It's an infuriating game. And Josh is a strong boy, so he's trying to crush it. And I play with some old heads. And old heads, yo, it's not about crushing the ball, man. Just a nice, easy swing. It'll go further than you believe. I'm like, no, fuck that. Bow! Slice. But I bring this up because that's got to sit with Josh Allen a little bit. Just a little bit. That you got guys coaching you, Josh. You got this, man. Yo, you got this, Josh. The encouragements are already coming from everywhere, and you're just not on your game. And I'm sure Josh plays way better than he did. It just happened to be that day that he wasn't on his A game. And you got that little weasel in freaking Pat Mahomes playing pretty decent. Fam, you've got to repay that weasel with a freaking L when we face the Titans. Excuse me, when we face the Chiefs. It's just gotta happen. It's like, come on, fam. Like, somebody said, yo, Rico, are you Happy Gilmore? Not even close. So it's like, yo, you and I go play pickup. You know what I'm saying? You like, let me pick somebody in the chat right now. Let me pick somebody in the chat. Right now, let's go with Rodgers did carry Brady as well. Rodgers definitely carried. Rodgers is nice. Rodgers can play. I'm not gonna front. Rodgers can play. So let me go to a New Mexico. Me and New Mexico, Josh wasn't happy about his game, but he handled it with class. He certainly did. That guy, he's pure class, though. Josh Allen is pure class. There's nobody can tell you any different. That freaking Josh and Charles Barkley bit. Josh be slanging that, boy. Yo, Charles, we'll get into that afterwards. But anyway, me and New Mexico EJE, we are rivals in high school basketball. You know what I'm saying? He's playing for New Mexico. I'm playing for a team in freaking Canada, and we just rocking it, right? We are the two best players in the game. And over summer, we decided to, and everybody's been, going back and forth with us. And now him and I team up. We're playing 2-on-2 against, you know what I'm saying, whoever. We're playing 2-on-2 against Z-Bot and Pierre. You know what I'm saying? And these guys are already in there. They're the GOATs. And New Mexico is just killing the game. And I'm just a bystander. I'm bricking every shot there is. You know what I'm saying? I'm missing. I'm giving him, you know what I mean, entry passes, and they're just kicking off his feet. I'm just playing awful. And he's keep feeding me back and saying, yo, hit this shot, man. You got this. And I'm bricking him. I can't have that. We're rivals, and you've been beating my ass as a rival in high school, and now we're 2-on-2, and I'm playing like crap. I can't have that. So the next time I play you, I'm waxing that ass in high school because I'm going to remember you beating my ass before and me playing like garbage and you carrying me in our basketball game. Fam, we can't have that. So Josh Allen, as a competitor that I know you are, there's a small chip on the shoulder. You have got to make sure that you wax his ass and let him know the last W is going to be with you. I just hope that's the case because right now, on the flip side, Pat Mahomes is like, it's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I beat you in the AFC Championship game. I beat you in the divisional run, in the divisional game. I carried your ass on the freaking greens. And on top of that, when I have steak, I eat it with ketchup. What you gonna do? Ooh, that's gotta sting. A man that eats steak with ketchup? And I let him carry me on the greens? Ooh, that hurts. That hurts. Could you imagine? Well, sir, we gotta repay him back. We gotta get his ass back. You know what I'm saying? So when the Bills play the damn Chiefs, we gotta make sure that he knows what's good. What week we play them again? We play them what? Week 7? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We put them week 6. Let's go, man. We're not messing around, man. We want them. We're going to get that ass week 6. And if we have to get him again in the playoffs, which we probably will, we'll get him again. And then win the whole damn thing this time. But we'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. But Josh has got to have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, knowing that everybody watched Pat Mahomes, the ketchup eating steak. You know what I'm saying? Nah, we can't have that. We certainly cannot have that. Bada Bing Crosby. Bada Bing says, hey, Josh's last putt was almost legendary. That would have made up for doing nothing all game. It would have. That was a big putt. And then you got Aaron Rodgers draining long putts. Listen, that putt would have been nice. Now, there were some good moments, though. Charles Barkley was giving mad love to Josh Allen and then said, he likes the way Josh Allen slangs that. Sorry. He likes the way Josh Allen slangs that thing. Charles Barkley. Yo, Charles Barkley, boy, I tell you, he's one of the funniest people you'll ever meet. If you listen to TNT and listen to him, Shaq, Ernie, and Kenny, they absolutely just, they're the funniest foursome. They're the funniest foursome covering sports. I tell you, man, too good. And Charles Barkley is no stranger. You know what I'm saying? Josh Allen slanging that. I love the way you slang that thing. Excuse me. Come on now, Chuck. You got to laugh at those situations. But here's hoping to Josh Allen bouncing back and, you know what I'm saying, repaying that little weasel that likes to eat his steak with ketchup, repaying him on the field. Because you know for a fact that Pat Mahomes is kind of hold on to that. You know what I'm saying? And if you've been golfing before, and I absolutely hate it. Where so like I go golfing with my father-in-law, and he'll like give me a pointer. I don't mind the pointer. Yo, if you do this, open your toes up a little bit, open your face up on your club, you should be able to X, Y, Z. But then the more chatter in the back. No, you got to do this. No, flip it around here. Do that. Yo, it'd be better if you use this. Yo, let me just do my shit. It comes a time where you're like, yo, enough already. So I hope that Josh Allen is ready to freaking repay that because Mahomes is going to be sitting here, yo, fam, I own you, bro. And we can't have that. We cannot have that. So shout out to Josh. I know he's going to get his shit together. Trust me. And I know that. And the beautiful thing about this whole situation is he ain't a professional golfer. He's a professional football player. So that's where we know that he's going to get his stuff in. So we'll go see how that plays out, baby. We'll see how that all plays out. Matt716 says, yo, plus Mahomes was drunk. Yo, can you imagine? Mahomes was tipsy and he was carrying Josh Allen? No, we can't have that. We cannot have that, folks. We can't. And Josh was yo, it did make Josh feel a little uncomfortable. Uncomfortable slash like he was like shy when he heard what's his face. When he heard Chuck telling him he was slanging that thing. Britt must have been like, yeah, he does slang that, but Chuck, not for you, my G. Hey, but it is what it is, man. It is what it is. So Jim Livingthal, what's up, Jim? Jim says, yo, I went golfing once in Newfane. I got hammered. And the only time I drove straight was when I was taking a running start like Happy Gilmore. Well, damn. That's actually pretty impressive. You were licked up and you took a running start and you smashed that thing. Good for you. I will say, man, I've had some really good shots. I've had some really good drives. And I've had some horrible ones. The one thing that I don't know about you guys, but anytime I go golfing, I bring and buy my own. I buy my own golf balls and I bring a bag of 30 of them. You know what I'm saying? I bring that. Why? Because I know for a fact that I'm going to lose golf balls. At least six I'm losing. And that's if I'm lucky, if I only do 9 holes. If I do 18, yo, double that up. I lose a lot of. So, and some people, they value the golf balls, right? Sometimes they go looking for golf balls and they value them. Don't with me. That shit's going out the yard. I'm a lose a few. So I bring my own golf balls and we roll. I don't know about y'all, but that's how I deal. So maybe it just makes me need to practice a little more. I just need to practice. That's what it comes down to. That's what needs to happen, man. But yeah, man. So we'll see how this plays out, man. It was actually entertaining. At least it gave a lot of us something to watch. Trash talking was okay. I mean, I expected more trash talking, but it is what it is. But Tom Brady is just known for that. Tom Brady, I feel like Tom Brady, when he takes his digs, his digs are like, they're meant to pierce you. They're meant to really hurt you with Tom Brady's digs, man. You know what I'm saying? When he's like, Josh Allen's never will and never has. And yo, fam, just take it easy, Tom Brady. All right. You've been playing for 20 plus years. Just relax. You feel me? But dude, when Tom Brady gets on you, yo, he's on your ass, man. He is on your ass. And he actually means that shit. So listen, an epic season. An epic season for the Bills this year would be to beat. I'm trying to think of all the quarterbacks that we're facing. So for me, okay, you have to beat Tua to just make the Dolphins just shut the hell up. You beat them, right? But that's on the whatever. So you got to beat Pat Mahomes. You must. You got to beat Aaron Rodgers. That would be epic, right? So then you go in. Then you got to beat Joe Burrow. You got to beat Joe Burrow. All right? You got to spank Macaroni Jones. It's a must. You've got to spank Macaroni Jones. So that's 4 quarterbacks right there. Once we get to the playoffs, if we have to, because we've already beaten Pat Mahomes, if we do it, we've already beaten Aaron Rodgers. Those are the 2 best in the game. And if we have the opportunity to face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs, in the Super Bowl, and beat Tom Brady, that's your trifecta. That's an epic season. That's how if your season ends that way and the Bills win it and beating all those guys, chef's kiss. Chef's kiss. That is for sure.
You coming to say hi?
Wifey's coming to say what's up. Come on in. The light's making you look white as hell.
Oh, no. I do.
Yeah, you look white as hell. Maybe it's because I'm in there because I'm so dark.
No, I think it's like
it's the light.
It's the lighting.
It's the lighting. The lighting got you that's looking mad white.
I'm gorgeous. How dare you? Not saying white people aren't. That's not white. Yeah. That came out terribly wrong.
You got a little more color than that, but you look like a snow bunny.
A lot more. What is happening here?
Anyway.
Chocolate.
Yeah, wifey's already on that. Now that she's not pregnant, she can sip.
Been on that.
Yeah, she's been on that. Anyway.
I need you to come be on this.
Yeah, I got you. So.
Not like that.
They get you.
Like that.
They get you.
Not later.
They get you.
No, that's not.
Okay. So the way I look at it is this. At the end of the day, that's an epic season.
Bye, guys.
You good? Yeah, she's licked up. It's Friday. I told y'all, folks, it's Friday. But anyway, we handle that season like the way we need to. Game over. Game over. So, Matt716 says, yo, Nate Clements made my night watching that hit. That's football like that ain't football. We don't have football like that anymore. Football like that is non-existent. That's over and done with. Like, we never going to see hits like that from Nate Clements that put on Tom Brady. We ain't never going to see that no more. That the game is completely changed. For sure. It's over with. You're not going to see that. And if you do, that boy, that's a flagrant 17. You out of here. You know what I'm saying? You're done for the season. You're kicked out. It's over with. So it's just what it is, man. My man said, William Stellan says, yo, Rico, where you get your hat? I've had this hat for a minute now. And I got this. Where did I get this hat? Did I get this in Buffalo? I don't know if you guys can see it. I'll give you a side profile, but it's bubbled out. It's bubbled out. It's a classic. It's a classic ball cap. One of my favorites, actually. It's pretty dope. But I think I got it in Buffalo, or I got it somewhere here in Canada somewhere. I can't remember where. But yeah, man. Everybody says, yo, say hello to the missus. I definitely will say hello to the missus. She's feeling good right now. She's got little drinks in her system. And she's straight. She's straight like that. He's, yo, drinking while YouTubing? I've done it before. It's a thing. You don't want me to do that because I get a little sloppy. I've done it before when Kevin was on with me. This was years ago. And we were talking Michael Vick, and he was talking about Michael Vick is not a Hall of Fame player. And I was like, yes, he is a Hall of Fame player. It's just a matter of time. We'll see. We'll see if it goes on, if it goes on like that. But anyway, folks, one last topic for me. And that is fantasy football. And then I got one rant and I'm out of here. I got in on fantasy football last week, but we didn't really touch on it too much. But we were talking about, like, is it appropriate to grab a quarterback in the first round? And I say absolutely. But there's only two or three quarterbacks that you should ever grab, maybe four, that you should grab in the first round, in my opinion. Pat Mahomes, you grab him in the first round. Josh Allen, you grab him in the first round. If you can grab Kyler Murray because of what he does with his feet, and he gets yardage. There's no question about that. That would be one. And then Aaron Rodgers is another. Actually, I'll put a fifth, Lamar Jackson. You could get away with Lamar Jackson, but that's iffy. That's I'm pushing it with Lamar Jackson. But you could definitely go Lamar Jackson in the first round. But, like, after that, you got to get your running back. So what I wanted to touch on was your top three running backs that you guys would take in these fantasy seasons, right? Underrated running back. The running back that you don't get in the first two or three rounds, but they will put in work. And I got three for you. I got three for you that I think you guys should consider. That I'm definitely going to consider. That's going to be, I wouldn't say under the radar, but, like, not many people are maybe talking about this running back, about these running backs. So the number one running back that I'm thinking, like, yo, like, under the radar, that dude might slip, but he's going to get some time to play. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars RB. I think that he's going to Travis Etienne. I think he's going to put some work in. And I think it's really going to help out some teams if you try to drive Travis Etienne later in the rounds, because, I mean, he got hurt last year, so not anybody talking about him. So he's going to be ready to roll. You got to go with Travis Etienne. So that's one of the RBs that I'm thinking of. I'm tricky. Breece Hall might be one that you can probably grab later. The only problem with Breece Hall is that he's got Carter he's going to be splitting time with. And that's, you can't do a whole lot with that. You can't do a whole lot with that, man. So I'm interested to see how that plays out. And lastly, maybe I get stuck. I mean, third time's a charm. But could Devin Singletary be a dark horse to make some things happen? I know we got Zach Moss. I know we have James Cook. But could Devin Singletary, because I've taken Devin Singletary 2 years in a row now. So maybe that's the homerism in me. Salute to my guy, Jeff King. What up, Jeff King? Good to see you, Mrs. Bellany. She just left, and I'm going to show her that you sent all your love, my man, Jeff King. Shout out to my man, Jeff King. That's my guy right there. And thirdly would be Devin Singletary. Do you think Devin Singletary would be a solid under-the-radar pick? Could he have that year? Could he? I might be taking on Devin Singletary for a third time, and I might be like, nah, I shouldn't have done that because time is going to be. But at the end of the day, man, you saw what he was able to do last year at the end of the season, and he came on. You got Roger Saffold now. You got a new offensive coordinator. You know what I'm saying? We got Ryan Bates coming back. Maybe, just maybe, Devin Singletary has his breakout season. Breakout season. So what do you think? Travis Etienne, Breece Hall, Devin Singletary. I don't know. We're going to see. We'll see how that plays out, man. I'm hoping that I can stay, you know me, stealing on something and see how that plays out, man. William says, hey, hello, Rico. How to say my last name is Stalen? Ah, Mr. Stalen. I appreciate you, my G. Mr. Stalen. I'm going to say Mr. I'm going to call you Mr. But, folks, that's it for me. It was a quick show today, but just wanted to jump on here, show some love. So Tavon Austin has an opportunity. It's an opportunity. That's what it is. We don't have a clear-cut kick return, punt return guy, so this is where he comes in. Can he be a dark horse to make the 53-man roster, 55-man roster? It's very possible. It's very possible. So, I mean, everybody's got to be on their grizzly, because when these outside guys come in and they make some noise, and it's not like he's some no-name guy. He's not a no-name guy. So they brought him in for a reason. So we're going to see how that plays out. So let's see our guy step their game up. And Stevenson, let's see our guys step their game up. And Khalil, and don't allow the outsider to come in and take your spot. But if he does, that means he earned it and he's ready to go. But I think Khalil might be our guy that takes over, but maybe they're unsure of Khalil. So we'll see. We'll see how that ends up playing out. So let's see how that does, man. Let's see how he does. So secondly, the last thing that I wanted to touch on, obviously Ryan Fitzpatrick is retiring. So salute to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Hell of a career with the Bills. Hell of a long career overall in the NFL. I mean, from a league that allows you only to stay in this league 3 years on average, where you can be out of the league quick things. Like, there's a lot of players right now that if you blink twice, man, they're going to be out of the league, and they feels like they just got here. So, you got to take care of your business. You got to take care of your business. So hopefully that's the case. So that being said, I'm getting the signal upstairs that I got to get off this thing because I know I got company over. But all together, listen, things are about to ramp up soon. We're starting to tie in some players to make this team better. And we just got to play it out well. We got to really take full advantage of the teams that aren't supposed to be on your level, and we got to crush them. That's exactly what's got to happen this year. And I think we will. I think we'll make that happen. Lastly for me, and I'm gonna make my attempt to do it again. All right. We love our Bills. I love the Bills. I love everything about the Bills. I love everything about the team, the social media game they're doing. They're killing it. But again, I plead to you guys that the AV team, you know what I'm saying? The audio visual team, but more so the audio team, do me a favor. Would you guys fix the audio so we can hear the freaking reporters asking the questions to the players that are on the podium, to the coaches on the podium? We get sick and tired of not being able to hear the questions coming from the crowd. Do us a favor, because we're all wanting to hear everything. That's the content, right? It's hard to take on the content when you're getting half of it and you're trying to get up in the mic, try to hear it. And then when you think you heard everything, and then here comes the person on the podium blasting through the mic, and you're like, ah, you feel me? Bills fans, fix the freaking audio. Buy some freaking boom arms, put it over the seats in all rows so all reporters, wherever they're sitting, they can maintain their 6 feet. I don't know if you guys are still doing that, and ask the questions so we can actually hear them. My goodness. Anyway, end scene. I'm done. I'm done. I had to get that out and off my chest, man. Get the boom arm over top. That way it's not in the way, and we can still hear great questions coming from the beat reporters and the national reporters and whoever. That's all I got to say, man. So that's it for me, folks. I hope that now that my audio is clear and everything, I can get that out there and I can clip that and put that out there. But anyway, I appreciate you guys always tuning in. It's always great to chop it up with you guys. The message is being sent from upstairs. When I say upstairs, the wifey, I told her when it's 9 o'clock, stamp on that floor and let me know, because 9 o'clock my time is 8 o'clock your time. But I appreciate you guys always tuning in, and it's always love, man. So you guys have yourself a great freaking weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Be good. Be kind to one another. It doesn't take much. Don't be a dickhead. Don't be a see you next Tuesday. You guys can figure that out if you guys are smart like that. You know what I'm saying? And a big shout out to the chat. And a big shout out to my man P Money's in the chat. You're late. And it's all good. We're going to talk it up later on, man. We got big things coming to your way, guys. If you guys are not on Twitter, jump on Twitter, because we got something coming your way soon. So keep an eye out and we go from there. If you guys are not following me on Twitter, right here, Rico_BF with another underscore. And a shout out to my man, Jeff King. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for coming on early. It was great catching the show live. My man, Jeff King. I hope you enjoyed your steak today. Did you have steak today? Pork? What did you do today? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, we'll chop it up. I'm sure we will. We'll definitely have to catch a game, Mr. King. Anyway, you already know what that is. So, folks, enjoy the rest of your evening. Life is short. Don't be harboring ill will towards nobody, man. We got no time for that shit. We really don't, man. So show love always. And, folks, I'm out of here. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gone. And we'll catch you on the flip side. I got to go get some pizza. I got to go drink some wine and drink some, you know what I'm saying, some good stuff. And we'll go from there, man. And we'll catch you on the flip side. We'll see you next week. It's the Buffalo Fanatics. It's your boy Rico. It's the Rico Report. And I'm going to catch you on the flip side. And I'm gone. Let's go, baby. Let's go. I got to let that beat play out. I'm a big fan. Smooth. Bam. Folks, all right. I'm out of here. Peace. Love, and we'll catch you on the flip. Let's go.